Ready for a deep dive into something a little different?
Yeah, definitely.
We're talking SoundBranch today.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
I have, yeah. It's a platform that's completely voice first,
Yes,
right?
yeah, ditching text, going totally voice first.
Interesting.
It's interesting. And at first, I have to admit, I was pretty skeptical. I was like, is this really the future of communication? Or is this just some, flash in the pan kind of thing? But the more I looked into it, the more I was like, okay, there might be something here, you know? So, I mean, you've been seeing it everywhere, right? Like all the voice notes on everything.
Voice notes are everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got them on WhatsApp, LinkedIn,
Yeah.
even Apple's jumping on board now. It's not just, a coincidence. People are clearly craving something.
Yeah, like we all woke up one day and we're like, emojis aren't enough.
Exactly. I need more
Yeah,
nuance.
they can only convey so much,
I
right?
need to convey sarcasm better.
Exactly.
But SoundBranch is really interesting because they're going all in on this.
Yeah.
Like they're completely abandoning text.
And they have a very specific philosophy about it, too. The founder, Sean Gilgan, had this to say. Voice communication is the most natural form of interaction.
Okay.
It conveys emotion, context, and personality in ways text simply can't.
Yeah.
It's about getting back to that human element.
Well, he's not wrong, right? I mean, we learned to talk way before we learned to write.
Exactly. We're hardwired for this.
So it's like going back to our roots in a way.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, it is.
But I have to say, ditching text completely, especially in this day and age,
It's a bold move.
that's a boldy move. Yeah.
It is, but think about it though. No more agonizing over the tone of an email. No more trying to interpret sarcasm
Yeah.
through a text message.
Yeah.
SoundBranch is betting on a world where you hear it all in someone's voice.
Okay, so I see the appeal. I see the appeal. But I gotta ask, like, practically speaking, what about searching for specific information?
Right.
That's where we rely on text for so much.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
They've thought of that though. And it's not like they're trying to completely throw away the convenience of text.
Yeah.
They're actually transcribing everything in the background.
Okay.
So you can still search for things you need, names, dates, whatever it is. They're really trying to enhance communication, not hinder it.
Okay, so they haven't completely lost their minds. That's a relief. But how does this actually play out, like in practice? I mean, you say voice notes everywhere, but they're taking this to a whole other level.
Right.
What's the deal with that?
So it gets really interesting here. They're taking this voice note concept and they're supercharging it. They've got a system for grouping these voice notes, turning them into playlists, essentially,
Okay.
like podcasts.
Wait, podcasts from voice notes? Okay,
Yes.
hold on. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So imagine this, you're working on a project with your team and you're brainstorming ideas
Okay.
instead of this chaotic mess of texts and emails flying back and forth.
Right.
You have a SoundBranch playlist.
Okay.
Each team member can contribute their thoughts in their own voice, and it's all organized and accessible in one place.
Okay, now that's starting to click for me. It's
Yeah,
like
yeah.
they took the immediacy of a voice note and then they gave it some structure.
Right.
Like you said, it's like a podcast.
Exactly. And it gets even more interesting when you think about how organizations could use this.
Okay.
Think about a school, for example.
Yeah.
Instead of just reading dry testimonials on a website,
Right.
prospective students can listen to a SoundBranch podcast
Okay.
featuring current students talking about their experiences.
Oh, wow. To actually hear the enthusiasm in a student's voice,
Exactly.
the passion for their school,
Yes.
that would be so much more powerful than just reading words on a page. You're
Absolutely.
right. This could be huge for organizations.
It really could be. And it's not just about individual voices either.
Okay.
SoundBranch has also tackled the wild world of group chats.
Okay, now that's where I get a little lost.
Yeah.
How on earth do you have a group conversation with no text at all?
Right.
Wouldn't it just be a cacophony of voices talking over each other?
That's what I thought too at first, until I saw it in action.
Okay.
So picture this. You open up a group chat, but instead of text boxes,
Yeah.
you see a series of audio messages.
Okay.
It's like a live, ongoing conversation, except it's all audio.
I'm visualizing it, but I still feel like it could get messy.
Sure.
How do you keep track of who's saying what?
Right.
And what about going back to find a specific point that someone made?
That's where the brilliance of their system comes in.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about SoundBranch transcribing everything?
Yes.
Well, that comes into play here too. Even though the primary mode of communication is voice,
Yeah.
every message is transcribed, so you can easily follow along or search for something specific later on.
Okay, now that's impressive.
Yeah.
So they've managed to combine the immediacy and nuance of voice communication
yes.
with the organization and searchability of text.
They have.
That's really thinking outside the box.
It is.
But does it actually work?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And from what I've seen, it has the potential to be incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Imagine a team meeting where everyone can hear each other's tone of voice.
Yeah.
Where there's less room for misinterpretation and more space for genuine connection.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to bridge the gap between in-person communication
right.
and the digital world. And in doing so, they might just be pushing us toward a future where our online interactions
yeah.
are just as nuanced and meaningful as our offline ones.
That's the idea.
It's a bold vision, that's for sure.
It is.
But you have to admit, the more we talk about it, the more intriguing it becomes.
I agree.
Do you think this could actually make us better communicators overall? It's kind of a wild thought, right?
It is.
We're so used to like hiding behind our screens and, you know, carefully crafting our text.
Right.
But with voice, you have to be a little more present.
Yeah.
You have to be in the moment.
Yeah, you can't just fire off a quick text without thinking.
Right.
When you speak,
yeah.
you reveal something about yourself.
Yeah.
Your tone, yeah. your pacing, it all adds up
right.
to a more authentic expression of who you are.
You know, Sean Gilligan actually said something about that. He said, our goal is to ensure that every user feels heard and understood.
Mm.
It's a more human way to communicate.
Yeah.
And it's true. I mean, we all crave that feeling, right?
Of
being heard, of having our thoughts and feelings understood.
It's a basic human need.
And text can be so transactional.
It could be very impersonal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But voice has that power to kind of break through that.
It does. It adds a warmth and a depth that you just don't get with text.
So back to our original question, is SoundBranch just a fad, or could this be the future?
Right.
I'll be honest, I'm starting to lean towards the future.
It's definitely an interesting development, for sure.
It is.
Only time will tell how it pans out. But I think they're on to something.
Yeah.
In a world that's becoming increasingly noisy and overwhelming.
Right.
SoundBranch offers us a chance to kind of reconnect.
Yeah.
With the simplicity and the power of the human voice.
And maybe, just maybe, it could even help us rediscover the lost art of truly listening to each other.
I like that.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
It would.
So if you're tired of the limitations of text and you're craving a more authentic way to connect online.
Yeah.
SoundBranch might just be worth checking out.
Give it a listen.
It might just make you rethink how you communicate.
It might surprise you.
That's it for this deep dive into SoundBranch.
Fascinating stuff.
We'll be keeping our ears open for SoundBranch's progress, and we'll see how this whole voice-first revolution unfolds.
Definitely will be interesting to watch.
It will be very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone.